contestants are a grant writer from Ann Arbor, Michigan, Lisa Murray. A trauma surgery administrator from Irvine, California, Gene Fuller. And our returning champion, a wine tasting consultant from Dowagiac, Michigan, Jennifer Quayle, whose 7-day cash winnings total $198,400. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I've been making a lot of wild predictions on the program in recent days, and they've all worked out. So I'm going to go out on a limb again today, and I will predict that today's winner will be a woman. And if it happens to be Jennifer, she will have exceeded $200,000 in earnings. But Lisa and Jean, you can prove me wrong. Good luck. Here we go. All right, the categories, please. Let's get this game rolling. Around the Mediterranean, followed by, you're a bunch of cards. This sounds easy, 3-letter words. House and home. We'll give you some movie exchanges. Each correct response will be one or more characters in those movies. And finally, a whole category devoted to Nellie Bly. Jennifer, go.
You're a bunch of cards, 200.
Chase Sapphire, Discover, Blue Cash. Lisa.
What are credit cards?
That's it.
3-letter words, 200.
Partner of hither. It means farther away. Jennifer.
What is yawn?
Good.
3-letter, 400.
3-letter word for the offspring seen here. Jennifer.
What is a kid?
A kid. Cute kid.
3-letter, 600.
Water begins to form on plants and cars at this point. The temperature at which the atmosphere is saturated with water vapor. Jennifer.
What is the dew point?
That's it.
3-letter, 800.
This 3-letter word can mean except, especially preceding none. Lisa.
What is but?
No. What is bar? Bar none. Back to you, Jennifer.
3-letter, 1,000.
A fuzzy surface on leather. Lisa.
What is a nap?
Good, you're on the plus side again.
You're a bunch of cards, 400.
Oyster, smart trip, clipper. Lisa.
What are ships?
No.
What are
Jennifer?
What are subway cards?
Subway cards, transit cards, yes.
House and home, 200.
After the high chair, a toddler can graduate to this seat. Jean.
What is a booster seat?
You got it.
House and home for 4.
In your bathroom, you might have a corner or clawfoot one of these. Jean.
What is a tub?
Yes.
House and home, 6.
You don't have to hold a candle if you have this hanging fixture, whose name is from a word meaning something that holds candles. Lisa.
What is a candelabra?
Candelabra, no. Jean.
What is a chandelier?
Chandelier, that's it.
House and home, 8.
Benjamin Maugham invented one of these called the geyser. Nowadays, tankless ones have eradicated cold showers. Jean.
What is a hot water heater?
Yes.
And finish the category for 1,000.
IKEA sells freestanding these for the kitchen. Models include Vadholma and Tornviken. Lisa.
What are islands?
Islands. You're back on the plus side.
Movie exchanges, 200.
Him. Back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88. Doc Brown. Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads. Jennifer.
Who's Marty McFly?
He's the one.
Movie 4.
Young Jenny. What's wrong with your legs? This character. Nothing at all, thank you. My legs are just fine and dandy. Jennifer?
Who's Forrest Gump?
Right.
Movie 6.
Neo, what are you trying to tell me, that I can dodge bullets? Him? No. When you're ready, you won't have to. Lisa?
What is the Matrix?
No. Jean or Jennifer? We're going for the character, and the character is Morpheus. Morpheus. All right, we're going to take a break. Stay with us. Lisa Murray is a grant writer from Ann Arbor, Michigan, who once performed in a concert as a member of a choir, along with some co-stars, and there's a little incongruency here. Tell me about it.
Yes, I was in a choir that performed with the New York Philharmonic.
Okay, that's good.
And the actor Jeremy Irons.
That sounds a little off. I don't consider him as a singer.
Right. Well, he didn't sing. It was a work by Leonard Bernstein, his Kaddish Symphony, that requires a narrator.
Ah.
And Jeremy was the narrator.
Jeremy would be an excellent narrator.
He was wonderful.
You had fun?
Oh, tons.
Okay. Jean Fuller, a trauma surgery administrator from Irvine, California.
Yes.
How long have you been doing this kind of work?
17 years.
And do you feel that with the knowledge you have and all of the things you have seen, that you could perform surgery yourself, even though you're not a doctor?
I think I could, yes.
You want to leave your address and phone number with me after the show?
Will do.
Okay, thank you. Jennifer Quayle is our champion, ladies and gentlemen. How many times have you seen the Star Wars movies?
Taken as a whole, at least 200, probably. I mean, the original trilogy most of all, because I can't remember how old I was when I saw those, which did kind of ruin the big reveal because I was never old enough to understand when Darth Vader says, "No, I am your father." It's always just been a fact of life. So, no, the sky is blue, the grass is green, Darth Vader is Luke's father. That's just how it is. So,
have you memorized a lot of the lines?
Yeah.
A lot. I'm sure. All right, let's go on in this particular game right now. Go ahead and make a selection.
Around the Mediterranean, 200.
At the top of the category, the opening of this in 1869 provided direct water access between the Mediterranean and the Red Sea. Jean.
What is the Suez Canal?
You're right.
Around the Mediterranean, 4.
This island belonging to France is just 7 miles from Sardinia. Lisa.
What is Corsica?
You're back out of the hole again.
Around the Mediterranean, 6, please.
A 2015 hit song was about what happened when I took a pill in this third largest of Spain's Balearic Islands. And that would be Ibiza. Back to you, Lisa.
Mediterranean, 800.
Straddling two continents, this city, famous for its mosques and palaces, has been called the place where East meets West. Jennifer.
What is Istanbul?
You got it.
Card, 600.
SD, compact flash, smart media. Jennifer?
What are memory cards?
That's it.
Cards, 8.
The Hermit, the Hanged Man, the Four of Pentacles. Lisa?
What are tarot cards?
Good.
1,000 cards?
Tops, Bowman, Panini America. Jennifer?
What are baseball cards?
Yes.
Mediterranean, 1,000.
Jimmy has the clue for you.
While Greece is the southernmost country of the Balkan Peninsula, the southernmost part of mainland Greece is this other peninsula where ancient Sparta was located.
Jean?
What is Greece?
No. Jennifer?
What is the Peloponnesian?
Yeah, yes, we'll accept that.
Movie exchange is 8.
Two characters. Look, your worshipfulness, I take orders from just one person, me. It's a wonder you're still alive. Jennifer.
Who are Han Solo and Princess Leia?
Oh, boy. Fell right into your niche there. Go again.
Movie exchange is 1,000.
Two characters. You're using Bonetti's defense against me, huh? I thought it fitting considering the rocky terrain. Jennifer.
For Inigo Montoya and Wesley.
Wesley, yes. My name is Inigo Montoya. I'm going to kill you.
Nellie Bly, 200.
Nellie Bly was a reporter for this man's New York World, and had she been born later, she might have won one of his prizes. Jennifer.
Who's Pulitzer?
Joseph Pulitzer, yeah.
400.
Venturing south to report from this country, Bly reported, American food is insipid in comparison to the local food. Jennifer.
What is Mexico?
Yep.
600.
Answer. You're making it very difficult for Jean and Lisa.
2,000.
All right. While famously going around the world in 72 days, Bly met this author who told her how her route differed from Phileas Fogg's.
Who is Jules Verne?
Yes. You're at 10,000.
800.
World War I correspondent Nellie was literally in the these, which she described as muddy and filthy. Jennifer.
What are the trenches?
Yep, now the last clue. For her first big story, Bly faked insanity and was diagnosed with this 8-letter female malady and committed to an asylum. Jennifer.
What is hysteria?
That's it, and that takes you to 11,800. Lisa and Jean, a lot of work for you two to do in Double Jeopardy, which begins right after this. Gene and Lisa are very close in scoring, but both of them trail Jennifer by about 10,000. So, Lisa, I hope you like these categories. By popular demand. Next, literary TV adaptations, place name etymology, word war Z. That Z is going to be very important. Followed by facts matter, don't they? Lisa.
Literary TV adaptations, 400.
This show about the bionic Steve Austin was based on the novel Cyborg. Jennifer.
What is the $6 million man?
Right.
TV adaptations, 8.
Michael Sheen and David Tennant play an angel and demon in this series based on a Neil Gaiman, Terry Pratchett comic novel. Jennifer again.
What is Good Omens?
You got it.
Literary 12.
Played by Timothy Oliphant on Justified, Raylan Givens appeared earlier in the short story Fire in the Hole by this author. The author's Elmore Leonard. Jennifer?
TV 16.
Season 5 of this detective show was largely based on Michael Connelly's Two Kinds of Truth. And that is Bosch. Back to you, Jennifer.
TV 2000.
You'll stay with it. Based on a Caroline Kepnes novel, this Lifetime Netflix series about stalking is one creepy pronoun. And it is you. Jennifer.
Popular demand, 400.
In 1508, Julius II told him, "Forget Florence. I got a ceiling for you to paint." Or words to that effect. Gene.
Who is Michelangelo?
He's the artist.
Place name etymology, 4.
In German place names, Bad means bath, and a spa town got its name from this plural word for bath. Lisa.
What is Baden?
Baden, yes.
Place name, 800.
Xian means county in this language. Lisa.
What is Mandarin?
Good.
Place name, 1200.
Answer there. Daily double. All righty. You've been on the plus side for a few clues now.
Feeling good.
Good.
Alex, let's make this a true daily double.
All right, for 4,400 if you are correct. From Indo-Iranian for place, these four letters at the end of a place name mean land of.
What is Stan?
Stan, yes. Tajikistan, Kyrgyzstan. Go.
Place name, 1600, please.
The Spanish word Baja in Baja California means this. Gene.
What is below?
Below, we're going to accept that. Below or lower, yes.
Place name for 2000.
This word that follows Andhra and Uttar comes from Sanskrit for province. Jennifer.
What is Pradesh?
Yes.
Popular demand, 8.
At a mass in 1978, John Paul II repeatedly said, "Be not this," a biblical phrase calling for Christian courage. Jennifer.
Was afraid.
That's the word.
Pope 12.
After 1378, rival popes in Rome and Avignon excommunicated each other during the Great Western this six-letter term. Gene.
What is schism?
Good.
Facts for 400.
A flying fox with a wingspan of up to 5 feet isn't a fox. It's this type of mammal. Gene.
What is a bat?
Right.
Facts for 8.
In the mid-19th century, the screw type of this took over from the paddle wheel as the way to make steamships go. Jennifer.
What is a propeller?
Right.
Popular demand, 16.
Pius X's demand for the resignations of two bishops led to France's 1905 law mandating the separation of these two entities. Jennifer.
What are church and state?
Correct.
Popular demand, 2000.
Answer there. The other daily double. Both.
2000.
Two only. On January 25th, 1959, John the 23rd called for this, the 21st Ecumenical Council of the Church. But it sounds more like the first sequel.
What is Vatican II?
Vatican II, right.
Word War Z for 400.
Zivets, a town in this Central European nation, is home to the Komorowski Castle. Jennifer?
What is Poland?
That's the country.
Z800.
Car and driver test drove one of these rink machines and said it had the vague steering of a 70s Cadillac. Gene?
What is a Zamboni?
Yeah.
Facts for 12.
On I-64, it's about an 80-mile drive between these two metropolises of Kentucky. Jennifer.
What are Louisville and Lexington?
Yes.
Word War Z-12.
Zymosis is a type of this process that produces alcohol by the conversion of sugar. Jennifer.
What is fermentation?
Good.
Z-16.
It's the former name of the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Jennifer.
What is Zaire?
Yes.
Z-2000.
Feeding on flies, Zyzix is a sand type of this stinging insect. Jean.
What is a wasp?
Wasp is right.
Facts for 16.
Before Prohibition, middle-class women were rarely seen in bars. Since these 1920s establishments were illegal anyway, they were welcomed. Jennifer.
What are speakeasies?
Right.
Facts 2000.
In the late 1800s, this physician identified Mycobacterium leprae, the cause of a disease now named for him. Lisa?
What is leprosy?
No. Jean or Jennifer? It was Gerhard Hansen, Hansen's disease. Back to you, Jennifer.
Matter 400.
The three basic states of matter are solid, liquid, and this. Superfluids, plasmas, and superconductors got defined later. Jennifer.
What are gases?
Yep.
800.
Energy and matter can be converted into each other, says this notable equation from 1905. Jennifer.
What is E equals MC squared?
That's it.
Matter 12.
Hydrogen and helium, which make up 98% of atomic matter, were formed during the first few minutes after this event, not caught on film. Lisa.
What is the Big Bang?
Right.
1600.
All forms of matter have this property, the resistance of an object to a change in its state of motion. Jean.
What is inertia?
That's it. Now the last clue. A 1964 prediction said this two-named subatomic particle imparts mass to all known elementary particles. And that would be the Higgs boson. All right. Jennifer, impressive as always. Final Jeopardy is coming up. Here is the subject for the three of you. Business namesakes. Think about it. Make your wager. Back in a moment.
Visiting this amusement park, the Geico Gecko wins a stuffed animal of himself. What is Coney Island? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Jean and Lisa ran into the champion buzzsaw known as Jennifer Quayle, and it didn't work out for them today. The three of you, though, have to deal with business namesakes and this clue. Listen, it's the last name of the man who said, our whole concept was based on speed, lower prices, and volume. My God, the car hops were slow. You have 30 seconds, ladies. Good luck. It was up and down for you. It didn't work out, but that's all right. Let's see what you came up with for final. What is McDonald? You came up with the correct response. Way to go. And your wager? $3,500. You almost double. You're at $7,100 as we go to Jean. She had $9,200. She came up with McDonald also. And the wager? $1,998. That bumps her up a bit to $11,198. Neither one of you could catch our champion, Jennifer Quayle. She's going to go over the $200,000 mark. She already has $27,400. She came up with a correct response, and she will add $3,000. That's $30,400 today and now. $228,800. You think she's going to enjoy the weekend? She's going to relax until Monday when she plays again. We'll see you, we hope, then. Go on.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico. Jeopardy is also brought to you by TrueCar. Discover, buy, sell. Visit TrueCar.com.
I'm really into this car, but how do I know if I'm getting a good deal? I tell TrueCar my zip and which car I want, and TrueCar shows the range of prices people in my area actually paid for the same car, so I know if I'm getting a great price. This is how car buying was always meant to be. This is TrueCar.
Even in the dead of winter, the hunt continues. Wolves and dogs have an innate desire for meat. That's why there's Meat Rich Blue Wilderness, to feed your dog's wolf spirit.